Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. You've probably heard by now that someone purchased the winning $1.5 billion mega lottery ticket in our state. Maybe that person is listening right now, or maybe you might be a big lottery winner someday, which is why we invited our next guest on the show to share his recommended tips on what to do if a big cash windfall does indeed come your way. John Cooper is a certified financial planner with Greenwood Capital in Greenwood, South Carolina. He is also the current president of the South Carolina chapter of the Financial Planning Association. John, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
So has the winner contacted you yet?
Not yet, but I am patiently waiting by the phone.
And I guess he or she may not even be a South Carolinian, could have bought it passing through the state, right?
That has happened in the past.
So let's just dive into these tips then and assume maybe that winner is listening. Where should we start with your tips?
The first thing I would recommend to anyone who has a cash windfall, whether it be a winning lottery ticket or an inheritance or have sold a business, is to first keep it low key. In other words, keep your mouth shut. Give yourself some time to figure out what's going on before you're obviously bombarded by outside forces.
And then that ticket itself, I guess it doesn't have the winner's name on it, so we need to make sure that's secure somewhere, right?
Yes, sir. It is recommended that you sign the back of the ticket, then put it in some secure location. Could be a safe deposit box at the bank, a safe at home.
And then call your uncle for some advice on how to spend it.
If your uncle is an experienced certified financial planner or CPA or attorney, yes. If not, you may want to go to one of those three first to help formulate a plan on your next step.
And so some tips on formulating that plan.
You really need to think long term. This is something that will obviously have an effect on your financial life and many aspects of your life going forward. So you need to think of it in a long-term context, not what will I go out and buy today. Really think long-term, how can I make this money work for me?
And now how about the question that so many people are probably thinking of right now, winning that lottery? You're always offered a stream of payments every year or a lump sum, and it seems like almost everybody takes the lump sum. What do you advise?
In most instances, the lump sum is the best way to go. Reason being is that if you invest it wisely, manage your money, you may very well end up with more money over the long term. If you lack the financial self-control to manage your lump sum money, the annuity may be the best alternative.
So let's just go now to any cash windfall that you might suddenly receive, such as an inheritance or you sold your business. What tips can you share with us that would be good for those occasions?
Number one, don't make any sudden decisions. This is something you really need to think about. Could be as much as 6 months, a year. Take your time. You're in no hurry. Don't make a sudden monetary decision that you may end up regretting. One of those things would be quitting your job. Don't necessarily quit your job until you have the money in hand. Once you receive that money, you should consider paying off the debt. You don't want things hanging over your head, of course. Once you receive the money, you need to watch your spending. You need to put yourself on a budget. Suddenly, you have much more money. You're in uncharted waters you've never navigated before. The worst thing you can do is go on a spending spree and then end up with nothing left. And last thing is, you can't necessarily buy happiness by buying cars, boats, homes. You can also buy happiness by contributing to charities, maybe fulfilling some requests from family members to help them out. One of the worst things that can happen to someone is if you give them a large gift and they use it to spend frivolously, that could be doing more harm than good to that recipient.
Well, John, great information. Thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thanks, Mike. It was my pleasure.
John Cooper is a certified financial planner with Greenwood Capital, and he spoke to us by phone from his office in Greenwood, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.